So in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Reish Nun Zayin, regarding the laws of Hatmanas Chamin, regarding insulating hot food, by Sif Ches, on the Chof Tes Amin Aleph. Says the Bechaber, even though it's permitted to maintain a pot on a stove that has coals, based on the paths that we explain in the Mishnah Gimel, there are times you let it do shehiyah, if it's covered with garments, so even though the garments are not increasing the heat from their own, a garment intrinsically doesn't warm things up, because the pot is on the fire, and now you're wrapping it with garments on top of it, so now because of the fire beneath it is increasing heat, therefore, that's going to be forbidden. Now, miu, however, anytime it's a situation that the garments are not touching the pot, so then even if there's a fire beneath it, since you're not doing it the way of Atmana, which is that it's like tightly wrapped, sorry, then it's going to be permitted. Therefore, so if you put a pot, I got a on top of a stove or a double stove that has coals, and the bottom of the pot is not touching the coals, shiu mikri, that's called shihia, just maintaining an open fire. Which is the submission gimel. So then, based on the ways that we explain, fully cooked, whatever, there's different gufa ketumah, there's different ways that's going to be permitted. Now, if you put on top of the pot kli rachiv, a wide vessel, she'in the gebetzi deck there that doesn't touch the sides of the pot, and then menasa begodim alisik kli rachiv, but then you put the garments on top of that wide vessel, and what is permitted because kibbut she'in begodim sudim el alisik kli rachiv, since the garments are only placed on that wide vessel, she'in the gebetzi deck there, which is not touching the sides of the original pot, you cannot mend it, so there's no insulation. It's also permitted to put the pots, but tanum shalonu in our ovens. I did sheet muteicha chaticha chaya by putting inside of it a raw piece of meat. Bhu shaloyti agideira nagas begachalim, as long as the pot's not touching the coals itself. Vavpi shemachase, and this is mechabel shutase. Vavpi regarding touching the coals. Vavpi shemachase as a ketim tamid beis piatan bebgadim, and even if you cover the opening of the oven with garments. Because since the garments are not touching the pot, that's not considered insulating, and that's going to be permitted. Says Mishabura, Siv Katan, Lamed Zayin. So Rabbi said, even though that you're allowed to do Shehiyah on top of a Kedera, of a pot that's on the stove, even that has coals, based on the ways we explain this in Mishnah Gimel, Dainu. That you place the pot on top of the stove, on top of the opening. And the bottom of the pot doesn't touch the coals that's beneath it. In a similar type of situation, if it's on top of a stand of iron, inside our kiros, which, as the Sharatzin Islam Zayin says, like we said in the Mishnah Gimel Sef Aleph, that Begam says the Mishbura Tir Hakdir Mevushal Kotarka, and also that if the pot is fully cooked, if it has a mechaber, according to the Pin Mechaber over there, you'll let it do Shehiyah. But that's what he was coming to add on in this Siman. If it's covered with garments, even though the garments are not increasing heat from their own, however, Sifkat Lamed Ches is Machmas Ishach Shetachteim, because the fire beneath them it increases Hevel, then it's also. And even if you scatter ashes on top of the coals, which that is ketuma, it's still increasing heat, and that's not going to help for the problem about hatmanam. Sivkat lamates. However, said the mechaber, anything that's in the situation that the garments are not touching the pot, even though there's fire beneath it, since not doing it derech hatman, it's going to be permitted. That's like the case that the mechaber illustrates shortly. Sivkat and mem. So hilkach, therefore, heicha b'chulu, where he places the pot on the kiro, the kupach, that has gecholim. Now it says Ato Chazal Afarish Bekitz. Now he's coming back to explain. In short, what he wrote in the beginning of the paragraph. That even though it's permitted to do Shia, that he's describing now the case of Shehiya. That's permitted. This is right at the end. In the situation that the garments are not touching, that's going to be the case of mutter of hatmana. First, he illustrates that okay, we put a pot on the kira as coals, but it's not touching sifkat min alfa in shulagidere b'chulu, and the bottom of the pot not touching the coals, which mechabas l'shitasei shemishn gimel seisiv aleph. That's mechabas shita that he holds that touching the coals is already considered hatmana. But that's our Moshe Ba'agav, according to the opinion of Moshe there, in his comment, even if the bottom of the pot is touching the coals, Kam Kinshari, that's also permitted, since the pot is uncovered on the top, in Tamar Begadim, it's not insulating garments, that according to Ramah is not considered Hatmana. But Mechab Al-Shatasi, when he's describing the case, says, and if the bottom of the pot is not touching the coals, okay, it's called Shia, and that's permitted based on the ways that we said. But Hatmana would be forbidden if you covered with garments. And then he says, but if you put on top of the pot a vessel that's Sivkat Membez Rachav, that's wide, that doesn't touch the sides of the pot, and then you put garments on top of that Kli Rachav, that's permitted. It says Mishbur Huadin, same thing as Kishnois Napiakadera Daf Rachav. Not a Kli Rachav, but if you put on top of the pot a wide board, Binyan in the situation that the garments are going to be covering on the top, again, the main thing is that it's not going to be touching the sides of the pot, which obviously the main shmuz over here becomes similar to crock pots. That's, again, if it's not touching the walls, so then that's not considered a problem as a hatmana. Mem gimel. So therefore, ain't kan hatmana. So there's no halachic problem about hatmana in this case. I mean, he calls it, all this is toma kashyesh esh bakira, when there's a fire in the kira. And now you're covering with garments, okay, that might be a problem about mana. But if it's not touching the walls, it's not a problem. Of an inesh bakir club, but if there's no fire in the kira at all, yes, some say she'in less lahamit kedera leha, then no problem about putting a pot on top of it, ulachasis babugadman to cover it with garments. Which as the Sharatina Ismail says, look in Makan Ram, sister being from the place, the reason for the minig, sounds like that you can't be meicha on those who say there's no problem in such a case. Because the av shechay ma'kiru shadachdel, because even though the heat of the stove that's beneath the gamkin gadol ma'zavel is also great, increase the heat. But malkum shor is still permitted, because davka gabi kevas akademi. It's only like specifically on top of like the pulp, or things like that. Asru they made it forbidden. Mishum deru lahat mevatecha, because when you're having something that's increasing the heat, that if you insulate inside of it would be a problem. So begozer shemiyat mevremet. So they made a gzera that you can't do on top, because let's say you might insulate with coals. So therefore you can't do on top because you might do inside, which would be a problem about being mechadeb gachom. Lochem over here in roll hatn mutecha kakash al kira. It's not fit to insulate inside the ground of the kira. Look like a mechashemidi. Therefore there's no real concern over here at all. So that's one reason why it's not similar to gefes, and therefore it wouldn't be problematic. Now begam tam achayesh lemelaydam al gefes. There's another reason why it's not similar to the pulp that heats up, and there's a problem with vatmana, because the gefes might have helped atzmai. The pulp increases the heat from its own chemical transformation. Of a kira, stove in chumel machmaseish. The heat is only because of the fire. B'chol shav miskarba haylech, and every moment it keeps on cooling off because there's no active fire. That's one opinion. Now b'yeshachayishin b'zelachma. Now those who are concerned for this stringently. Elam kemeniach kli oidav rachav al kedir melna will only be placed a vessel or a board that's very wide on top of the pot. Ba'achkech machas has begun, and then you cover with garments. K'mashkaz b'shachanach later in shachanach. K'mal k'mo ebe inlam k'zbele noikin l'akol. One does not protest in those who are accustomed to be lenient. Now the piece of tzei, the business you should know. The mashen noikin l'hamid kabloi tavshal. This that people place coffee or a food item be'er b'shabbos b'lo yom. Be'er b'shabbos when it's still daytime. Al tanim l'nala on the oven on the top. Which Sharatzi Nois Mem Gimel says the same thing is if he places it in a pit that's made on the oven or in the kachlin, which is a type of a warming oven that has on top or in the thickness of the walls some type of receptacle. But you need to have that the pit or the kachl should not be
very precise according to the measurement of the pot itself, because that itself would also be considered as admona. Rather, there should be a little bit of airspace that separates between the pot and the walls of the pit and the kachel. Then, permitted to cover them, they are even with garments. So it says the Mishnah further, umachasnas, but going to be covered with garments, actually, of hemoisim, even though they're not doing really appropriate, that's the place, according to the halachic authorities, they are stringent. Because ultimately, the heat of the oven increased the heat. Elam kinyanich, ezadaf, rachav, al hakadera. Only if you put some type of a white board on the pot, because then the skin's not going to be touching the walls of the pot itself. However, like the first opinion, elam chazbam, one does not protest regarding what they're doing, deshlamash, masyas, moichab, bechanal, they have to rely on, like we mentioned. According to the first opinion, the two differences between this case and that of Gefas. Now, however, but if one place is sand on the oven, even though he's not insulating it inside, all of it inside of it, just the bottom of the pot is touching the sand, and on the top, it's covered with garments on top of the pot. That's for sure forbidden. Because sand itself is from the things that increase the heat, because and therefore make a decree that you might insulate it entirely. And if one turns over a wide vessel, he puts on it a wide board, and then he covers it on with garments on the top, then even if it's up until halfway in the sand, that's permitted. That's the chayod in klal chav. Sifkat memdal. Mechaber continues and said, it's also permitted to place a pot in our tanurim by putting raw meat inside of it, as long as the pot is not touching the coals, even though you're covering it, the opening of the oven with garments, because the garments are not touching the pot, so that's not atmana, that's going to be permitted. Says Mr. Pierce, in other words, what he's explaining is adhash to Mylan Kira, up until now, he's speaking about the Kira, but the Balafar is now coming to explain the Gambitana Mutalitin Kedim Bajim, but also a tanur. Which is more severe, that's permitted to put a pot in from before Shabbos, even if it's not gar for cotton, because you're putting in a raw piece of meat. They're not concerned about stoking the coals. Even though when it's not gar for cotton, we usually have the concern, but when there's no concern because it's raw, nothing's going to help, so they're not concerned. And if it's fully cooked, because if not, there would be a problem just for simply as she itself. Even if all of it is placed inside the tanur, and you cover the opening of the oven with also garments, and for sure it's increasing heat through the heat of the tanur. Even so, there's no problem about Shia, and there's also no, it's not called Hatmano, but it's, and if it's permitted, because the garments are not touching the Sivkotin Memhei. But Mechaber said, as long as the pot is not touching the coals. Because if the bottom was touching the coals, the mechaber holds the machmas zekupa for that itself. Forget about the garments on the outside. For this itself, that's called insulating something that increases the heat, and that's forbidden. Now, Moshe Magos, really, the Ramo over there in his comments, he holds out these. That's not considered mana. Ayin Sham, look over there in Reish Nun Gimel. Sif. The Behalacha and the Vemaschal so that from yesterday we did the Vemaschal Tzarkil the Ramaschal Nigim Gechalim. He says, "Look, Magen Avram, Sif Katan Yud Chesed." It sounds like that according to Rama previously in Rishon Gimel at the end of Sif Av, that holds that even when it touches the coals, is also permitted. Is even when you're covering it on top with garments, and in a way that doesn't touch. The Sefer Rabbi disagrees, and he holds that no, since it's covered on the top with garments, the Rama also would agree not to be mekel only when the bottom of the pot is not touching with coals, so that you wouldn't be able to combine those two leniencies. Some of the dirshu number 37. Someone forgot and they covered the pot with garments. Chaznish writes that it has aloha like being matan davar ma'aseh hevel, that one could be making the evel like the Rambam was matan in Sif Aleph. And also in the situation where the pot is not placed on literally on the fire, but just on another pot that's on the fire, the Be'alacha writes later on in Rishon Chesed, that's forbidden to cover with a garment. So to a pot that's placed on the blech that's on the fire, the Chaznish writes it's forbidden to cover with garments. Later on, Sukkot Mamzayim, we discussed regarding putting a pot that's placed on the hot plate. Rishon number 39, the Shmuel said that the Mechabez L'Shitas is in Rishon the Kevon. That's also Chaznish, that's forbidden to Hatmana, or the pot that's on the coals, even if he's not covering the pot with garments. The Chaznish is Machmek Shitz Machab. Mission number 40, it said as long as the garments don't, even though it's covering, as long as it doesn't touch the sides of the of the pot, that's not considered atmana. That's why you have this like wide board that we said that you put on top. Now, the measurement of that interruption, that separation between the garments and the pot, is that it has to be a recognizable hafsik. It's not enough with just a little bit. Now, regarding many pots that are on the fire near each other, the Pinnereski relative is that you can't put garments that surround all the pots, because even though each one of the pots is not surrounded with the garments, it's only on the outer part, and Atman Mimiktus, it's only partially insulating. However, you consider all the pots like one pot, and then it comes out that you're really insulating them all together from all their sides, and then that's a problem. Mishnah number 41, Chaznish writes that Mishabur had written that they have what to rely on in Sifkat and Mem Gimel regarding this, that they put a coffee or tavshil from before Shabbos on top of the tana and a cup with garments, like the first sheet that he brought down. Chaznish writes that one should not be leaning because of the reason that the heat of the kira keeps on cooling off. Only a situation that you shoveled out the coals. But if you didn't shovel out the coals, the oven does not continue to get colder because the fire of the tanner heats up the tavshil. And if it's Meis of Hevel, and because even though the tanner is considered like Khatum, but it's not considered as Garuf. Addition number 42, according to the Chaznish, it says that one of the mixes is problematic. So then also over here, that if you put a wide vessel over or board over your covered garments, if it's up till halfway up the sand that the Mishnah Berurah says is mutter, obviously that would be a problem because that's at Mandam Mikzis. Dish number 40. Yeah, that was from yesterday's Be'alacha.